It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, thanks so much for downloading the Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 125. Of course, this weekend at Rexall Place, Rancid, Against Me, and Blink-182 are playing. We had the pleasure of speaking with Mark Hoppus a few weeks back. We'll have highlights from that interview. This week, actually, Sonic's Bryce Kelly spoke with Gavin Rosdale of Bush, and we learned something kind of interesting about Gavin that you probably wouldn't know without having spoken to him personally. We'll get to that, and of course, news and entertainment of the week. Reminder, too, Sonic Boom is on next weekend. Jane's Addiction, Metric, Cake, and I'm actually bringing my turntables, doing a little Vinyl Mitchy modern rock mashup set. So if you do opt for the VIP tickets, you may just see me spinning some tunes in there while you're having some beers. Come over and say hello. It's Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 125. Thank you for downloading.
Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries officially got married this past Saturday, and details are slowly trickling out about this small, modest affair featuring the couple's friends, family, and every single famous person in the history of the universe. Seriously, this was a multi-million dollar affair. And I mean, for anybody who's ever actually paid for a wedding, this is enough to make you barf. As garish and over-the-top as this wedding actually turned out to be, Kim Kardashian is making money on the affair. Yeah, for one thing, the dresses, the cake, the champagne, the invitations, all that stuff was donated. But between the two-part TV special and photo rights, the couple is walking away with nearly $18 million. I'm going to level with you. For $18 million, I would walk down the aisle in a tuxedo made of broken glass to marry a dirty diaper. And hey, PETA is launching a porn site. A spokesperson for the animal rights group confirmed they are indeed launching a site to raise awareness of veganism that will feature not only adult content, but also graphic images of animal cruelty. Which I would be afraid would evoke sort of a bizarre Pavlovian response in the general populace. You know, you'd spend 2 minutes on the site and then you'd be like, am I horny or do I just feel like clubbing a seal? I can't tell. PETA launching a porn site. It's weird, right? Not to mention kind of ironic that an animal rights group is creating a website that'll make people want to choke a chicken. Just saying.
Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
You know, every so often you hear about new words being added to the dictionary to reflect changing times. Words like retweet or sexting. Well, last week, the Oxford English Dictionary removed the word cassette tape. Editors claim the word has simply fallen out of the mainstream lexicon and they don't foresee any use for it in the future. And hey, yesterday we talked about the garish display of wealth that was the Kardashian wedding. Well, hey, did you know that while Kim Kardashian was walking down that aisle, there were more than 2 million people online watching her sex tape at that very moment? I gotta be honest, the person I feel sorry for here is Chris Humphries. I mean, the guy's a pro basketball player, and still, people would rather watch his wife's ball handling skills. What are you gonna do though, right? And hey, that wasn't the only interesting thing to come out of this Kardashian wedding either. The feud between Lindsay Lohan and George Lopez has finally come to an end. Yeah, the two have been trading barbs ever since a joke that Lopez made, in which he drew attention to some white powder on Lindsay Lohan's shoes and speculated what it might be. The reason I'm telling you is because nobody ever watched the George Lopez show, probably why it was canceled. So now, not only are George Lopez and Lindsay Lohan BFFs once again, but their careers can now share a handbasket.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
Bryce Kelly spoke with Gavin Rosdale of Bush this morning, and I was listening back to that interview, and I learned a little something. Gavin Rosdale appears to have a little bit of a stutter. Yeah, Gavin Rosdale stutters. It's weird, you know. It's not something you pick up in his music, obviously. But curious, you know. I mean, Gavin was talking about Bush returning to Edmonton, and here, listen to the clip.
So, final question for you: when are we going to see Bush in Edmonton?
You're in Edmonton, so you have the mall that I love with the suckling pig.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about with the sucking pig, but I mean a pronounced stutter
with the suckling pig.
I'm just fascinated how people can have successful careers in singing with a stutter, and there's lots of them. I was reading about this today. Ozzy Osbourne, for instance. I mean, you can't even understand a word that guy says when he speaks. You put on Crazy Train, though, not only does his stutter disappear, his accent even disappears. Actors, James Earl Jones, stutter. Nicole Kidman, stutter. Bruce Willis, stutter. Tiger Woods. To be fair, Tiger Woods might just be, no, honey, I'm not at the strip club. That may not be an actual stutter. That may just be something else. The list of singers, though, is incredible. Bill Withers, the guy who sings Lean On Me. Yeah, stutter. Mark Anthony. John Lee Hooker, one of the greatest blues guitarists of all time. It's almost like singing allows you to sort of bypass that filter in your brain, and all of a sudden, you know, the emotions just come spewing out, just smooth and articulate. It's strange.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
And reality TV news, it sounds like Paris Hilton's 15 Minutes of Fame could finally be up. Her latest reality show, The World According to Paris, has been canceled. Jeremy Piven, on the other hand, is getting a new reality show. The Entourage star will host a reality series about glass blowing. Really? Glass blowing? Okay, now, does this mean we've officially run out of ideas for reality shows? Or does the glass blowing world have a dark, seedy underbelly of which I'm unaware? The first one? Yeah, I thought so. And hey, you know how pet lovers will do almost anything for their pets? I think we can officially cross off almost. New research shows that pet plastic surgery is gaining popularity. Yeah, plastic surgery for your pet? Among the most common procedures, doggy nose jobs. Seriously, doggy nose jobs. I don't get it. I mean, why would a dog need a nose job? Like, what, are they contouring it so it fits better in other dogs' asses?
The Lane Mitchell Show, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
You know, I was listening to the new Red Hot Chili Peppers album the other day. One track in particular caught my attention, The Adventures of Raindance Maggie. Sounds eerily similar to something that came out, well, a few decades prior. Take a listen, okay. The Adventures of Raindance Maggie. Queen, Another One Bites the Dust. The Adventures of Raindance Maggie. Queen. Now you put the two together, you end up with something like this.
Steve walks further down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the side of the beat, yeah.
Lipstick, junkie, debunky, all in one.
And curiously enough, the video for The Adventures of Raindance Maggie, Red Hot Chili Peppers singer Anthony Kiedis, for the first time ever in the band's history, is sporting a Freddie Mercury-like mustache. I should mention, too, if you're a fan of DJing and modern rock mashups and that kind of thing, be sure to catch me spinning at this year's Sonic Boom Festival. Sunday, September 4th at Northlands Expo Center, Jane's Addiction, Metric Cake, and you know what? We'll be spinning tunes from all of those bands as well, all mashed together.
The Lane Mitchell Show on Sonic 1029.
Hey, if you're looking for a job, I hear Apple is looking for a new CEO. I don't know what Steve Jobs was making before he resigned, but he did walk away with a net worth of $8 billion. So I think you'd do okay. Upon hearing the news of Steve Jobs' resignation, Apple shares reportedly dropped 6.1%. I guess the good thing is there's finally something from Apple we can afford. And hey, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett are still together, despite rumors earlier this week that they're splitting up after Will walked in on Jada with Mark Anthony. Other Will Smith news? The rapper-turned-actor is reportedly planning to go back to his roots. Will Smith wants to release another rap album. The guy's 42 years old. What's he going to rap about? Driving his kids to school? His investment portfolio? And hey, Dancing with the Stars has its eye on Chaz Bono. The reality show is reportedly pushing pretty hard for Cher's daughter, well, daughter-turned-son, to compete in next season's Dancing with the Stars. Which is kind of weird. I'm not much of a dancer, but when you're dancing with Chaz Bono, how does that work? Like, who leads? Like, I mean, do you start off leading and then he takes over midway through? I mean, what's the etiquette there?
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. It's Lane Mitchell, podcast.
30 Rock star Alec Baldwin is moving in with his girlfriend. The 53-year-old actor is moving in with his 27-year-old yoga instructor girlfriend. Now, sure, we could talk about the 26-year age gap, but the part I found interesting was her name. Hilaria. Hilaria! A comedy actor moving in with a girl named Hilaria. I mean, that would be like Gaddafi moving in with someone named Dictatorina. It's weird, right? And Mark Wahlberg is opening a restaurant. The actor and his brothers, Donnie Wahlberg and Chef Paul, have teamed up to open a burger joint. They're calling it Wahlburgers. Yeah, Wahlberg, Wahlburger. Yeah, giving them, quote, full spectrum use of the Wahlberg name. Well, I mean, it was either that or Marky Mark and the Funky Burger or New Kids on the Beef. And hey, if you just shelled out a pile of money for a diamond engagement ring, I'm going to warn you, this could sting a little. Astronomers this week claim to have discovered a planet made entirely of diamond. Now, sure, it's 4,000 light years away and orbiting around a small star, but I mean, it's a planet made of diamond, an entire planet. I don't know about you, but personally, I give it about 2 weeks before 50 Cent tries to clip a gold chain to it and wear it around his neck.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show. Podcast.
Hey, Mark Hoppus of Blink-182 is on the phone. So excited to hear that you guys are coming back to town.
Yeah.
You guys stepped away from Blink-182 for a number of years.
5 years, yeah.
Why?
Well, I think that everything was just too much at that point. I think that we'd been going for so long, touring and recording and touring and recording, and, you know, we started off, we were all kids, you know? People started to get families, and some people wanted to stay home more, and some people wanted to tour more, and it just kind of all imploded.
Well, Blink-182, you guys have amassed quite the catalog over the years. Do you have a favorite Blink-182 song?
Favorite Blink-182 song to play is probably a song called Don't Leave Me. And it's off of Enema of the State. It was never a single. It's kind of a deep album cut, but it's just a really fun, energetic, great live song, I think.
Now, what kinds of things are you listening to these days?
These days, let's see, I just got the new Amon Tobin record, who is this programmer, just mad genius guy. I really like the Joy Formidable record.
Yeah, those guys are on the Sonic Boom lineup this year.
I really like a record by a band called Yuck.
That's a great name.
Yuck is really cool. They're from the UK, and they're very reminiscent of Dinosaur Jr. They're cool.
Well, Blink is heading out on the road again. August 27th, you guys play Rexall Place with Rancid and Against Me. How did you manage to scare those guys up?
It just worked out. It worked out that they were available at that time and wanted to do it. And, I mean, I remember listening to Rancid back when we were recording the very first Blink-182 album, so I'm super stoked to get to play with them again. And Against Me, I've never seen play live, but I know that they put on a great show, so it's going to be fun.
Now, of course, there's all of these Blink-182 side projects, Boxcar Racer, Angels and Airway, Plus 44. Now that Blink is back together, what's the status of those?
Well, I know that Tom continues to do Angels and Airwaves. Travis and I did Plus 44 while the band was broken up. Right now, we're not doing it just because there's no time for it.
Well, again, you guys are back together. You're touring again. A lot of people are kind of wondering, so will there be a new record?
Yes. We are almost finished with a new record. We have 14 songs pretty much done, recorded, ready for mix. And I think we have 5 or 6 more that we want to try and get written and recorded in these last 6 weeks.
So I guess my next question is, when we see you in August, is there a chance we're going to see or hear any of those songs?
Absolutely.
Well,
yes,
we probably won't see them, but...
You may hear them and see them.
Well, hey, looking so forward to the show. Tickets are on sale now. Mark Hoppus of Blink-182. Thank you.
Awesome.
The Lane Mitchell Show. Podcast. Yeah. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at Sonic1029.com.